The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Halloween.
I was freezing out there. My wife and her friends back at the house, nestled up beside a fire, a couple glasses of wine. Oh, not old Uncle Struddy out there working the streets.
Fighting.
Elena Zardine and I fight, and I give him a pretty good raw drink. I got him pretty good. I give it to him pretty well.
Memories.
So it's a memory. So that's what you remember. Memories.
It's time for Struds On.
Hey! Ethan Bear and Young Defenseman. Great game on Saturday night. We all can acknowledge we had a lot of fun watching it. The Chuck and Zach Cassian going after it. But there were 2 points up for grabs that unfortunately Oilers didn't get. They were right in the mix for it. And the third goal scored by the mighty Calgary Flames, Dylan Dubé, was off a situation where I felt the Oilers gifted the goal. Gifted the goal. Now, I've talked about that before. And gifting a goal is when you have complete control of the puck. And it's a decision you make that leads to the other team getting a chance slash goal. In this case, the goal. So the Oilers were in pretty good shape at this point of the game. They were just fine. The third period kind of just got going. And there's a dump in. Ethan Bear gets the puck behind the net. His partner goes in to his right. And the centerman is Gaetan Haas. And Gaetan Haas is trying to get open off of a controlled breakout to get a pass. Now, there's a couple mistakes here that are made, but not probably what you think. Number one, I did not like the route that Gaetan Haas was taking to try to create a passing angle for Ethan Bear. What happens is Gaetan Haas is circling too high, and when you circle around, basically follow kind of the red of the circle in the defensive zone, you cut off the passing lane. So now that pass becomes a more diagonal pass from behind the net to the, let's call it the dot or somewhere along that line, instead of a pass that goes in the corner and you have more speed or room to get the puck and make plays. So Haas circles once, and then he kind of gives Ethan Bear the chance to calm down. And then he circles again the same spot, and both were bad swings. So I didn't like it. Ethan Bear, I think he started panicking a little bit, as young D-men do, and he fires a missile right into the left foot of Gaetan Haas. The puck bounces off him, goes to the Flame in front, and we know what happens after that. So mistake number one, Gaetan Haas, not a good route. He was way too high and wasn't given an option for Ethan Bear. That pass should nearly be a flat pass. We're getting it way more in the corner. So you get the puck, and you're going to beat the first guy. Now he can skate up the ice, and you still have support from Sam Gagne, who would fill the middle lane. That's number one. Number two, I kind of touched on it, but Ethan Bear. There's no reason to pass the puck to Gaetan Haas on that spot. He's at a bad angle from you. His stick's in the wrong place. He's getting on his skate. Not good. If anything, he should fire it to his partner in the other corner, which was Darnell Nurse. Fire it to Darnell. Darnell had plenty of ice. He probably had, from the goal line to the top of the circle to skate. Now, he would have been pressured, but the other two Flames are high, so he could have made something happen there. Instead, he makes that pass. Gaetan Haas, I said, already ran a bad route, so it goes off his foot, and all of a sudden, everything's on the grill. And then Ethan Bear kind of doesn't have enough urgency, and he tries to just push it into Mikko. Mikko doesn't cover it. Then we know Dylan Dubé and just swipes that and goes top shelf. So a lot of people are thinking the problem is when Ethan Bear wasn't as urgent enough in front. I'm not even worried about that. It's Haas's route, Bear's passing. So it's two, quite frankly, first-tier players in the NHL that don't get on the same page, and it costs Oilers a goal, a 3-2 goal with 10 minutes to go in the third period. And that was the game, Greg's, or sorry, 10 minutes to go in the second period, sorry. So it's one of those situations that it's really frustrating to see because it's something that they gifted, but those are two players that will learn. I'm sure they will show in the video, say, guys, Haas, you swung in the wrong area. Ethan Bear didn't have to pass this. We are still good to go 3-3. We're going to be in 3-2 going to the third period, most likely. So learn lesson, and that's what you get with young defensemen and first-year players in the NHL.
You think Haas turned in the wrong spot?
He did. Gaetan Haas was too high. So he was swinging too high, so he wasn't creating a pass. That pass is very diagonal, so it's from behind the net to the
dot. But there was no one there, right? Like, Bear just could have skated. He didn't have to pass it.
Wait, no, there was a Flame. So if he jumps out that side, the Flame is right there on top of him. So what he needs to do, Haas has to go deeper in the corner, so it's more of a straight flat pass. Okay. And now, because that first, The first pass flat, either to Nurse or Haas.
But either way, if the pass is in the skates, if he's lower, it's not going to matter, right? You just got that pass is one where you should be able to put it on your stick.
But I don't think he can pass him on his stick because of the wear that he's a righty and his stick is in front of it. It has to go on his feet because he can't.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Like if he's deeper and he should just swing slowly. Just go in there. The coaches always say this. Forwards or D, go low and slow in the corner. So that means he should almost graze the jersey of Ethan Bear as he skates by Bear below the goal line, then start turning up ice really slow. Then when you get that puck, boom, now you're skating up the ice with speed. And as soon as that pass goes over Ethan Bear, the guy in front's done. That flame is out of it. Now he's just got Dubé and Lucic in front of him. He can skate, and like I said, Sam can support him, and he's gone. So it wasn't a good route by Haas, and that really affected the decision that Ethan Bear had. Unfortunately, Ethan wasn't patient enough or didn't call him to get him right place or pass after Nurse. So, you know, 3-2 with... going into third would have been a lot nicer than that gifting a goal like that. But first-year player and rookie player, that's what you get sometimes.